What Mr. Oktar said and what happened.
In his daily conversations, books, and articles, Mr. Oktar always states that the education system in schools is based entirely on Darwinism. Mr. Oktar says that the Darwinist education in schools must be replaced with an education system that also teaches love of God, miracles of the Quran, and the signs leading to faith.
February 6th, 2013.
Let's abandon this Darwinist materialistic education. Let's primarily focus on science. Let's present the facts of science. What science reveals is so clear and solid. For example, let's present fossils so that teenagers can see them. There are hundreds of thousands of fossils in Turkey. They should see how creation hasn't changed and how living beings have remained intact. The Ministry of Education should explain the structure of proteins to our young people. It should be explained that proteins couldn't come into existence by happenstance. Let's get rid of this scourge of Darwinism.
December 2nd, 2014.
In order not to be detached from our true selves, the government must first stop Darwinistic education. This is the most vital issue because the Darwinist view denies the existence of God, it denies the prophets and revelation. The Darwinist view is a system that denies all our sacred values. The government publishes millions of copies of textbooks for primary, secondary, and high schools as well as universities, and teaches them about Darwinism. President Erdogan should approach this issue as the most serious one.
January 8, 2015.
There should be people who have strong character, who can think deeply and act in compliance with the Quran and the mentality of the Quran. To this end, we need to quit Darwinist education. Turkey should abandon Darwinist education. This would deal a big blow to impious and the system of the Dajjal. Darwinism must be more comprehensively explained, and its claims must be refuted inclusively.
January 9, 2016.
Darwinism is a religion of the Antichrist. It is a system under the British deep state's protection. When you open and read history textbooks, you can come across Darwinism. When you open the biology textbooks, you read Darwinism. In philosophy, sociology, psychology, and almost all classes that you can think of, there exists Darwinism. What do they tell you about Darwinism? They say, you can of course believe in the Creator, we respect this, but religion and science are separate issues. You cannot reconcile them. They say, there is faith on one side and science on the other. Science asserts that human beings are created by happenstance. This is clear. Notice that there are thousands of proofs of it. Science asserts that God did not create human beings. Evolutionists say, if you want to believe, I would respect your faith. Yet religions also came into existence by evolution, as religion is man-made. With this line of thinking, they reject the existence of God, the prophets, the book, destiny, heaven and hell. This is the kind of education provided at schools. The government follows a policy that aims to raise an atheistic and thoughtless generation, but they are unaware of it. In this case, that person goes and becomes a Marxist and a Stalinist. You do not say that God exists while you raise them. You simply say God does not exist. You tell that human beings came into existence as a result of happenstance. You say plants, animals, everything came into existence by coincidence. For instance, the king of Saudi Arabia cannot stand up and say, I am against Darwinism. It is impossible for him to say, this theory is not accurate. For instance, he says, I am against ISIS. Let's kill ISIS members. But he can't say, I am against Darwinism. It is the British deep state that organizes this, and no one can dare to say this. Indeed, in his speech, Sayit Yücel, the AK party deputy, stated that instead of the materialistic, Freudian, and Darwinist views in education, a language that prioritizes the oneness of God must be employed. AK party deputy Sayit Yücel said, instead of the materialistic, Freudian, and Darwinist views in education, a language that prioritizes the oneness of God must be employed. That is to say, we can eliminate the harmful elements, but we must definitely put forth the beneficial ones. Deputy Undersecretary Yusuf Buyuk, representative of Ministry of National Education, on the other hand said, it is true, the curriculum will be the main topic of this year.